All right. Coming live from the rain.
Tell them what you just told me.
I said, the most fucked up thing to black women is makeup and weed.
And this is coming from somebody that likes black women. Yes. So don't be trying to throw this shit on me when I ain't say this shit. Okay? I just want to let y'all know.
But only reason I say that is because they do all this to get dolled up for the moment, right? They get dolled up and they be looking bad though, right? Soon as the show is over, soon as it's time to go home, it's like they go into a cave, bro. They don't want nobody to see them when they take it off.
When they take it off? They're not taking it off at the show, though. So I don't understand.
After the show, when they get home.
Oh.
They take the hair off.
Yeah.
And they take the makeup off.
And they take the face off.
And they hide, bruh.
Yeah.
They don't want nobody to see them.
Well, you know, when you masked up, they say when they coming for your ice.
it's fucked up to say, but that could be low-key the same kind of thing, because they coming to steal your heart looking this way, right?
And when they take the mask off, they coming for your life.
Bruh.
Don't never let the bitch take the mask off.
But you got to, because she can't sleep with it. For one, you don't want that shit all over you.
She can't sleep there.
All right, so what if you get married to her? Or like, what if y'all take
it? Get married at the top.
So would you just get one that's
you get married at the top, Art.
But let me ask you this. So do you only get married to one, you know, for sure look good without makeup?
No. Not what I'm saying.
All right, tell me what you're saying.
But what I am saying is, how the fuck you gonna climb a ladder with a backpack on? You gotta be strong than a motherfucker.
Right.
So get married at the top, man. Don't sleep with them bitches. You can't. I'm telling you this because you a bachelor.
All right, I get that, but that's not.
You get to kick these bitches out.
I get that. My point is, me saying this is bad for black women because not only do black women already have fucked up self-esteems, right? You know, this makeup will have you looking like something you're not. And then the hair will have your shit fucked up under that motherfucker. Look like a high top fade.
You can't keep the weave with good hair underneath that motherfucker.
Most of them, thought that's what it was, bro.
Sometimes I think that's what it is.
It's not. It's not that.
They be fronting.
All this shit on the side, y'all know y'all can't see, but if you go, just put your index finger on your ear. Listen, put your index finger on your ear and then just go up.
Like, walk up, though, with your middle finger.
Yeah, and walk up, and then stop back on your index finger. All that be gone. And it be like patches, bro. And the weave do that. The weave pull it back like that. That good hair that they be talking about they paid all that money for, be pulling that shit back. They neglect their regular scalp to look good for 8 hours out the
That's
day.
That's just being neglectful, though, bro. I mean, it's a way to maintenance that shit, I would think. You know what I'm saying?
Well, shit. I may be just seeing one that was she didn't know what she was doing.
Maybe.
I asked her, I say, so you putting all this shit on, I say, so when you get your man, right, when you meet this man and he see you looking like this, I say, so if you ever spend a night at the house, like what do you do?
Listen, is she coming for your life?
What I'm saying?
Or is she coming for your ice? You gonna know. You know what I'm saying?
But that's false advertisement, though. You're going to have a dude falling for you, and that ain't even what you look like. Now, I understand some women might have alopecia.
What about the niggas that fuck with bitches and you know what they look like? You like, damn, nigga. So what's the difference?
Big
it's
difference.
Not about that.
Yes, it is. The big that. Difference is being tricked, bamboozled, hoodwinked, being able to be... false advertisement, right, is a crime. People go to court and get charged with false advertisement, bro. Red Bull, perfect example. They were telling people that their energy drinks make people flies. Guess what somebody did?
Sued
the hell out of them. Guess what they had to do?
Pay that nigga.
From 2002 to like 2010,
yeah.
They had to pay everybody who bought a Red Bull $10.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It goes with these bitches.
Yeah.
This is false advertisement. That's fucked up to me, bro. To me, I swear, bro, that's fucked up. But in a way, I get it because I'm like, okay, she do feel bad about herself, so she wants to look pretty. But how could you want to look pretty so bad that you make yourself look ugly? Like, you watching this shit fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? That's like having a boil on your face and you just fuck the boil. Just don't give a fuck about it. It's going to get worse. You're going to take care. You're going to, okay, I want my shit to get fucked up. I'm going to get this ointment. I'm going to get this shit. I'm going to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make it look good. And I'm going to make sure it heal right. You know what I'm saying? Like, they look up under their hair, bro, and they see they shit fucked up. They see why they think their faces, why they want to wear makeup, because they might have bags under their eyes or black hair or, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't want to fix the regular shit.
Been out hooking all night. You been out, you motherfucking better stop talking about my hoes, nigga.
Looking up.
Like, you tripping.
But I'm saying, bro, that be fucking me up, bro. I just don't. I'm like, what's, that's like so.
Like, weak.
Look, yeah, I'm on. Hey, so I asked. So I asked this one chick. I say, damn, bro, I forgot. I said some slick ass shit
about why she fucking herself, goddamn, killing herself.
Yeah, I don't get it, bro.
Unless it's like that shit, bro.
I don't get it. Like, you gotta, you really about to put, you about to really doll up. You know, you about to really like. Take 4 hours to get ready. Right?
Yeah.
And then you go out all day and you get all these, oh my God, beautiful, with all this shit on. And then once you get home, but it's not like you just get home and you know you about to get home, close the windows, you ain't going on Facebook Live, you ain't, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody about to FaceTime your ass. Like, nigga, when you go and you, it's nighttime. It's nighttime. You like you in the den where the bears be having babies and shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Cause you don't, and they continue to show the makeup face more attention than they show their regular self.
Right.
So it's like it's fucking them up even more. Now makeup make females look good. I get why they're weird. I understand it. You know what I'm saying? But to be able to think that's you and not the person is some deadly shit. Because I'm pretty sure one in a minute they're going to have permanent makeup.
They got that right now.
They got permanent makeup. You could just look like that forever.
Mm-hmm. Like your eyelash, I mean your eyebrows, tattooed.
I seen that.
Yeah. It's called micro shade.
Yeah.
Yo, eyeshadow, they've been at that 10 years now.
So what if one day you don't want to look like that?
Yo, bad, nigga. It ain't no real tattoo. That shit fade away. You know what I'm saying? You got to get that shit touched up.
I just don't get that, though, bro. I was looking at this lady and I'm like, damn, like, what do you, how are you, how could you meet a man? Like, do you not want to fall in love with somebody who knows and wants you?
Somebody want that. That's
the he want that, but do he want what's up under that shit?
This is nigga.
You don't know, bro. You don't fucking know. Because it's, listen, that shit is totally different. It's not night, even like night and day, because that's like the same shit. It still has something to do with the time of the day. You feel me? It's not like that. That shit like a dog in a tree. Just two whole different shits. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, bro, I'm telling you. The personality and all that is probably still there because you got to think the makeup and hair give them the confidence to have, you know what I'm saying, to be able to act the way you thought that you liked the bitch. When she take her shit off, then she just feel like a...
But they not all wear makeup and hair.
You said they not all? No. Well, them the ones I'm talking about.
Art. You know, for them ones, I just say keep the maintenance up on that motherfucker.
Oh, what?
This should be right.
The before or the after?
Whatever it is, man.
Because they don't keep it up on the before.
Yeah. Gotta keep up on the maintenance.
You gotta be able to be like, okay, I've been wearing weave and wigs for a year straight. I gotta let my scalp breathe. I've been putting on makeup for 5 years straight, every day. I gotta be able, one day,
Hey.
With the hair, bro? Like, could you imagine wearing a hat, nigga? Listen, could you imagine wearing a hat, bro?
Not just a hat.
Not just a hat. The hat can touch your shoulders. You can get a braided hat. Anyway, so. Every day, though, bro, they be getting that shit sold to their shit.
Bro, you ever been in a fish tank? With your head itching?
That shit gonna get cut.
In the fish tank, it ain't.
Nigga, I'm gonna get some clippers.
In the fish tank, man?
I don't think you could you get clippers in the fish?
Hell no.
Before you get shit. There.
But I don't that shit just used to itch.
Yeah, you can't do shit.
You ain't got no grease.
You don't do shit.
You know what I'm saying?
And you can't, don't scratch it too much, because then you might damage your scalp.
Yeah.
Scratch it hard as fuck.
Put a hole in your shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I just, fuck it. That's what I'm saying. It's going to get cut after that, because you ain't about to keep it together, depending on how long it is.
Yeah.
You about to be there all day. That shit gonna be, as soon as you get out, it's gonna be time to cut it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my dilemma, bro. And I don't think you got a fucking solution about it.
I don't have a solution.
Exactly. Because it's a real dilemma in America.
Hey, man. I appreciate the hope. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to help them out. And that come, bro, that shit, I was looking, I said, damn, so if you really know, my whole point is, if you really meet a man, right, how are you going to break it to him that this is not what you look like? Like, how are you, what's the day?
Yeah.
Because if you go over his house too fast, right? You probably could wrap your shit up or whatever, or take it off and put the little thing on your head, but that's if you never know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga might play too much, pull it off, might come off in your sleep, probably never know. And then where you gonna hide it at if you take it off? You gonna put it in your bag? Like, how are you gonna explain to this nigga? And you not about to put makeup all over this man's shit, bro. I'm gonna be mad if, only way I feel like a bitch could put makeup all over my pillows, we was drunk. And it just went down.
Bro, I used to wake up with shit on my shirt, bro. And then go see another bitch. And shit on my shirt, dude. I done had a whole bitch face on my shirt.
And that shit's stupid. It'd be lips.
Yeah.
It'd be the eyeliner shit.
Clear as day, dude. That shit be crazy.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, she... So how does she combat... Like, what does she do if she fall for a dude and the dude fall for her? You know what I'm saying? And... what point in it, and whenever the point may be, bro, what point do you let this man know this is not a wig? I mean, this is, excuse me, this is a wig. This is what I really look like.
I expect to already know. You know what you're getting into.
You won't.
You got to, you, bro. Come on,
I be seeing shit now, bro. I just told y'all I seen some braids.
Yeah.
And guess who? It wasn't her hair.
Nope.
It wasn't her scalp.
Nope.
Nigga.
Nope. Wasn't even her forehead.
What? It was, that shit looked at, I said, well, damn, look at what you mixed with. You know?
Yeah.
It's a whole fucking little fucking stocking cap with the shit on it, nigga. That's crazy, bro. Yeah. So how are you... When do it, like,
hey, how you pull that off? You know what,
what do you tell a nigga without him being upset?
You say voila.
Yeah. That's what I, you know what I expect? I would expect this. I would expect for the bitch to just dress up like her regular self one day. And we not, I don't, we in like a random place. And she just walk past me or try to holler at me or something like that. And she see how I take that. You feel me? If I don't want it, if I can't talk to you and I don't recognize your ass, or, you know, just don't come back for the second. Like, bitch, don't come back. Write me the text.
Yeah.
Because then you as a man, right, you go into it. It's just say, bro, come on, we all done been confused, bro. Sometimes nigga be looking at bitches like, bitch, I don't know if that's yours. If it's not, but I don't give a fuck. Because at the moment, you don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You feel me? But when you start to fuck with a bitch, you expect to see the bitch breath stinking, boogers in her nose. You know what I'm saying? Come on, bruh. If you fucking with a bitch,
I don't think you ever think of that.
Well, it don't matter if you're thinking of it, you gonna see it. You gonna be confused if every time you see this bitch,
she's switching it.
She up and ready. You popping up. Listen, you went to sleep, nigga. Y'all went to sleep together. She woke up already dead up. Walking up to the bed. Hey, come on, bruh. What? If you, that's fucked up, bro. For a dude. And then now if you see a regular, you gotta be mad. Or you can't be mad because you don't wanna be no fucked up nigga like. I'm saying something.
What you gonna say? All y'all go. What you gonna say?
I'm saying, I'm knocking shit off the table. Hey, mother, bitch, what the fuck? This is gonna be a motherfucking scene. Police getting called. Bro, I'll be pissed, bro. I'm telling you, my nigga. That's my mission now. My mission now is I'm gonna touch a bitch head and then I'm gonna use my index finger to press.
Alright, let me. I ain't gonna need to ask you, bro.
Yeah, ask me. Because you can feel cornrows up under shit. And I think that's fucked up that females do that, bro. Hey, y'all. I don't know how y'all can leave messages, but what y'all think?
What y'all think?
I think it's foul, and it is. The epidemic is slowly killing women. It's gonna be how cigarettes was. That's how Rick wigs and shit, makeup gonna be. Remember cigarettes? Everybody was like, "Oh, shit, cigarettes are good. It helps stress and anxiety, and they're just, you know, they look cool." And then, bam! It's on the box. This shit will fuck you up. If you are pregnant, you cannot smoke this shit. This is how deadly this shit is. We done took out necks over this shit. That's how wigs gonna be 10 years from now. I'm gonna say 20 years from now, nigga, wigs gonna be how fake booties is now. Fake booties is not good. Bitches is losing their whole back. You never met a bitch without a bottom back.
Yeah,
some of these bitches, man. She got top back and calves left. After beginning. I'm stupid.